Okay, tonight is Monday, October the 29th, or Yud Chet Cheshbon. This is the Monday night Gemara Shir. We're up to Sukkah Daf Chaf Aleph on the base. I'd like to dedicate tonight's Shir to Moshe Wertenthal's, the memory of Moshe Wertenthal's father, whose yard site is tonight, Yehuda Baruch Ben David. So we'll be learning Le'ilui Nishmato. We're up to Daf Chaf Aleph Amid Beis, about 10 lines from the Mishnah. The Mishnah had stated that Hayashen Tachas Hamita Lo Yotze Yedei Chavoso. Somebody who slept underneath the bed, he has not fulfilled his responsibility of Sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda said that our practice was to sleep underneath the bed. We did so in the presence of the Zakenim, and nobody objected. Said Rabbi Shimon, he quoted the episode of Tevi, the slave of Rabbi Gamliel, who slept underneath the bed. And Rabbi Gamliel said, see what kind of a genius Tevi is? He knew that an Eved is putter from a sukkah, therefore he slept underneath the bed. So now the Gemara is going to just comment briefly on the story of Rabbi Shimon. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Ma'aseh B'Tevi Yavdo. Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Omer Rabbi Shimon, Me'sichoso Shel Rabbi Gamliel, Lamadnu Shnei Dvarim. From this conversation of Rabbi Gamliel, that he told us about the story about the great intelligence of the slave Tevi, we actually learned two things. Two things from that story. One, lamadnu she'avadim p'turim min ha-sukkah. We learned that an eved is pata from sukkah. V'lamadnu she'hayashin tachas hamita lo yotze yedei chavoso. And we know that anybody who sleeps underneath the bed, you're not yotze the mitzvah. So we learned these two things. Ask the Gemara, Volema midvarav shel Rab Gamliel. Why does the Braita say, from the casual conversation, in the name of Rabbi Shimon, what did he say? Rabbi Shimon said, in the casual conversation of Rab Gamliel, we learned these two halachas. What do you need that little introductory phrase, from the casual conversations of Rab Gamliel, which Rabbi Shimon said? Why don't you get to the teeth of the matter? Just make a statement. From Rab Gamliel, we learn two things. One, that an Eved is patur from sukkah. Two, that if you sleep underneath a bed, you're not able to say the mitzvah. Who needs Rabbi Shimon's great contribution, Me'sichoso shel Rab Gamliel? Well, what does that help to understand what's happening here? Answers the Gemara, Milsa agav urche kamashmalan. The Braisa is giving us an additional piece of information, not really related per se to the halacha of an eved, or the halacha of sleeping underneath the bed. What additional piece of information is being provided? Kiha de Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada, just as the statement made by Rav Acha Bar Ada, V'amri la Amar Rav Acha Bar Ada Amar Rav Hamnuna Amar Rav, Minayin. She'afilu sichas talmidei chachamim tzricha limud. How do I know that you should pay attention to the casual conversation of a talmid chacham? How do I know? She'ne'emar v'olehu lo yibol. And its leaves will not wither. A leaf is normally something that eventually on the tree just falls off and you don't care much about it. So you might think about the same thing about the casual conversation of a Talmud Chacham. He's not giving a shir. He's just making a statement about Tevi. So therefore, the Braisa chooses to quote Rabbi Shimon to teach us the two halachas, that an Eved is patur from Sukkah, and that if you sleep underneath the bed, you're not Yotze, not because of those two pieces of information. Those two pieces of information I would learn out directly from Rabbi Gamliel. But what was Rabbi Shimon's emphasis? Meisichosoi shoram gamliya. That you should pay attention to what? To the casual conversation of Rabbi Gamliel. From the casual conversation, you can learn something. Who contributed that awareness to us? Rabbi Shimon. Therefore, the Braita cites as the author of the statement that an Eved is Pata and that Hayashen Tachas Amita is Noyatza. We don't cite it directly from Rabbi Gamliel. We cite it Tanya Rabbi Shimon Oyoyne. Why? Because we get this added information about the casual conversation of Talmidei Chachamim. Very nice. And I'll tell you something, Rabotai. There's not just a kernel of truth to it, but there's a lot of truth to it. I had the very good fortune, many of you know, that I was the Rav Shamish for 2 years. So I would come to the yeshiva in the morning and, you know, ask him, you know, make him a coffee, give him something for breakfast. And then just stay out of his way, you know, didn't want to bother him. Tell him what the appointments are for today. Then we take him to the shir and come back after 11 o'clock, go to the shir, 2 o'clock, come back from the shir, give him lunch and tell him who's coming in today and so on and so forth. And I would be standing outside if there was somebody. But just being there when I was in the apartment, so sometimes we would just talk about something. Sometimes you have a little taiva to ask him a question that you wouldn't normally have a chance to. And sometimes he would just stop talk. And when he would talk, he'd learn a lot about various different things that people asked him, certain things. So there's a lot of truth to it, that from Sichas Chulin of Talmidei Chachamim, you know, they're generally not wasting their time talking about shtuyot. There's generally significant topics that they're talking about. And you can learn, you know, quite a bit from it. And the Gemara is certainly very accurate about that. Yeah.
Why do you need Tevi to? Why do you need this Maestro Tevi teacher that whatever is popular from Sukkah? I mean, you know the halachos of an Eved is like Nishan, you know that Nishan popular from Sukkah. So why do you?
Good. Tosfos says Shikasha. Very good question. Let's read the Tosfos. Tosfos is going to give one answer. The Ritva is going to give another answer, and we'll see the difficulty one of those answers. Good. Tosis, the second Tosis on the top of the page, Lamadnu Sha'avadim Pturim in Asukah, asks Tosis, Tiyaf Agav Dahai Mitzvah Saseh Shehaz Man Grama. Mitzvah of Sukkah is a Mitzvah Saseh Shehaz Man Grama. It's defined by time. It starts on the 15th night of the month of Tishrei and ends on the 21st day of the month of Tishrei. And we know that every single mitzvah sasechus man grama and evidence pakta. So what's the grace of chidush that we learned from Rav Gamliel that what? That an eved is exempt from sukkah. Every Tom, Dick and Harry knows that avadim are pater from all mitzvah sasechus man grama. Well, so like we say, Rav Gamliel, that America, discovered America, this is the big chidush that he taught us. Answers to us. Itzrach la'ashmi'inah. There is a piece of news that Rav Gamliel is emphasizing. Dilotema dechayavim mishum teishvu ke'en taduru. Tosfos here refers to a Gemara later on. The Gemara later on, which we'll learn in a couple of weeks, on Daf Chafes, maybe months, maybe years, the Gemara says that the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanur Rabbanan, kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael yeshvu basukot. Now, if you would see that pasuk, what conclusion would you reach from that phrase? Kol ha'ezrach yeshvu basukot. Kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael. That everybody in Klal Yisrael is obligated to live in the sukkah. So the Braisa, strangely enough, says, kol ha'ezrach l'haytzi es anashim. Women are not obligated to eat in the sukkah. The Gemara asks the same question. The Gemara doesn't attack, how did you learn that out from Kol HaEzrach? That's it separately. The Tosfos will discuss that when we get to it. But the Gemara asks, what do I need a special drash? It's a mitzvah, it's a man grama. Of course women are exempt. Answers to Gemara. I could have thought that since the Torah describes teshvu, basukas teshvu, and we darshan ke'en taduru, well, most of us live together with our spouses, right? The hubbies here live together with their wife. So therefore, this should have been an exception to the rule of mitzvah sasesh's man grama def nashim afturot. For this reason, the Braisa has to tell you specifically that a woman is exempt from the mitzvah of sukkah. Because without the special alert, I might have claimed that based on Teshvu Kein Taduru, every single woman should be chayevis in the mitzvah of sukkah. In a similar fashion, Tosis is now applying the same standard to an eved. Namely, I could have thought that every single Eved should be chayiv in the midst of Sukkah. Why? Because it says Teshvu, and we darshan ke'en taduru. Whenever you have a slave, the slave is always together with you. You don't want the slave 20 miles away. What value would the slave be? So Tosfos is now claiming that the same explanation which the Gemara offers to explain why I needed a Braisa to teach me, a special drash, to teach me that women are exempt from sukkah, is the same explanation why I need Rav Gamliel to emphasize to me why an eved is exempt from sukkah. Yeah?
But chiyuv should be on the guy's top, not on the slave. It's not chiyuv for the slave to be in sukkah.
Well, as the Gemara, we could have thought that the person should be chayiv in order to facilitate taduru. That taduru means everybody lives the way you live in the house. So if everybody lives, everybody includes your wife. Everybody includes your slave.
Why not put it in the form where a man is tired and includes
the
rule, but a woman isn't?
She's merely in the second. The Ramah is going to use this in 1 second. Do you read in 1 second? The Ramah is going to quote them in 1 second. So just give me 1 second. Now,
so do you use the same pasuk then?
No. It's not real. It's the same rationale.
No, but to show that it's not the case.
No. Once I exempt women based on the special, now I apply that applies to a slave also.
So the pasuk itself isn't, but it's
a circumvent. It's around it. That's correct. The Ritva writes that there is another reason why I would have thought that an Eved is Chayiv, also relating to women, but he takes care of one issue that the Bali HaTosfos will not necessarily claim, will not be able to answer, namely, that I could have thought that there is a Hekesh of Tesvav Tesvav. This is one of the most difficult halakhas to understand. We know that there are certain times when Chachamim compare the 15th day of the month of Tishrei to the 15th day of the month of Nisan, and vice versa. It's a two-way street. For example, the mitzvah is, matzah, for example, is a mitzvah midoraisa. Right? It's a mitzvah citation of mandrach. So, nonetheless, women are obligated to eat matzah. Midoraisa. They're obligated to eat matzah. Why? Because they're obligated to observe the Isra of Lo Sochal Chametz. So the Gemara darshens, whoever is obligated to observe the Isra Chametz is obligated to observe the Mitzvah of Makra. Because in one pasuk in the Torah formulates them in the same pasuk. Torah says, Shimas Yamun Tokulu Matzot, Ki Chol Ochel Machmetes, V'nichrasan HaNefesh HaRimei Amen. So now, I could have said, just as women are obligated in the midst of eating matzah on the night of the 15th, I could have said that women are also obligated to eat in the sukkah on the night of the 15th of Tishrei. Why? Because I see that this hekesh is applied elsewhere. Where do we see that we apply this elsewhere? The fact that the obligation to eat in the sukkah is only the first night. The first night. Because the Torah says, Basukas Teshuv Shivas Yom. How do I know that there is an absolute imperative to eat in the sukkah the first night, and the rest of sukkahs, it's only if you want to eat bread, you're not allowed to eat out of the sukkah. But if you want to eat potatoes and meat and vegetables, you don't have to walk into the sukkah, the rest of the sukkah. How do I know that? Because I learned it after matzah. Because matzah is, the Torah says you're supposed to eat matzah for 7 nights, 7 days, but it's only chiyuv the first night. But erev tochlu matzot. The rest of Pesach, just now I need chametz. You don't have to eat any matzah. So I could have imagined that you're going to make a zeh shava, tesvav, tesvav, just as we compare it. And in fact, it's a very difficult question why we don't compare it completely. Because there is a rule called ein hekesh lematzah. There is no such thing as making a hekesh just for what you like. If you decide to compare things, they should be compared completely. Therefore, the Ritva says, that's the haham. Why would I have thought that a woman and an eved would be chayiv in the midst of sukkah? Not because teishin came to do it means it's got to be a family affair. It's because I could have said that just as a woman and an eved are chayiv in the midst of matzah, I would have mandated that they should observe the midst of sukkah as well. Therefore, I have a special halacha of kol, a special pasuk which teaches us kol ha'ezra. That's how the Ritva answers it. And the Ritva gains something against Tosis. Because Tosis takes it as a double pasuk, as if why does everybody have a slave? And therefore, by definition, Keshru Ke'en Teduru must include what? Every one of your slaves. I can understand that Keshru Ke'en Teduru means that it should include your wife. Because everybody, 99% of people get married and have wives. But not every person that we know has a slave. You know, Chazal didn't advocate taking slaves. They were quite the contrary. They were very much against it. So why would I necessarily claim that Teishu Ke'en Teduru would be the mandate to take something that doesn't necessarily exist? Therefore, the Ritva says my svara is much more, it's much cleaner. Why would I have thought that they're chayiv? Because I would compare it to matzah. Just like an eved and nashim are chayiv to eat matzah, based on tesvav, I would say that they're obligated to go ahead and eat in the sukkah as well.
On the first night.
What? On the first night. Yes.
So that's according to the first time idea, that they're just facilitating the chiyuv of the, let's say, the master or the husband, if the primary obligation on the master and husband falls away for or whatever, then
the rabbi now that's what Mordechai was suggesting. That he was saying that there is no real independent chiyuv upon the isha, and it's just to fulfill Teishu Ke'en Teduru. That's not what Teishu Ke'en Teduru.
They can be fulfilling something, but as a facilitator.
Okay.
So
if that would be the case, that's correct. That if that would be the way it works, that there is no real chiyuv on the wife. But in order to facilitate the husband's Teishu Ke'en Teduru, they have to be in the sukkah with him. That would mean if the husband's sick, they don't have to go in. But that's not what the Gemara had in mind. The Gemara had in mind that because it's Teishu Ke'en Teduru, I should be mechayiv women independently. That even if the husband's sick, they have to be in the sukkah. Why? Because they have a chiyuv to be in the sukkah. But the truth is, the Ramah justifies most of our practices by quoting this halacha. Why is it that the majority of people don't sleep in the sukkah? Why? Okay. How many people don't sleep in the sukkah? What? Okay, kids. What? Have a night. Two people do things, they're just comfortable. Most of us don't. And it's not only based on the fact that the weather in the Krakow was pretty cold during the sukkah. Because in Eretz Yisrael, and this year's sukkah, nobody had an excuse that it was too cold to sleep outside. You know, it was colder in your house than it was in the sukkah. That's it. So what's the reason? So the Ramah uses the sukkah just the opposite. That since women are exempt and the husbands like to spend the time with their wife, so that's why they don't sleep. That's the justification. It's the reverse of using Teishu Ke'en Teduru to explain why men don't sleep in the sukkah. Because the wives are not in the sukkah. That's what. What? You can't go that far. You have to eat the sukkah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa. Chiyuvit. How far you want to take that smoke? The Ramah is just justifying. He was not advocating. He was being melamit chus for a change. Yes. Yeah.
Just tangentially, it's not directly related to this, but it is a principle
But sometimes we say that the reason why women are obligated is because Shafi'i
Hayat
al Khosan is.
Right.
So they are, even when this is a Shaykh Shazman Brahma.
Excellent question.
Yes.
But the answer to your question is that the principle of Khosan Sayyashi of Kashmir is, Shafi'i Hayat al Khosan is, there's no application to Mrs. Dorizi. Only the Rabbah. Khosan, ask your question. Why do I need a Hekish of Matra? To what? To cover it. Just say that women are obligated because they are experienced Yetzias Mitzrayim, just like men. Afen Haribay Sayanes. So Taisus concludes that Afen Haribay Sayanes is only valid for Mitzvahs to Rabbanim, Hanukkah, Megillah, etc. But it has no application. But it has no application whatsoever to any Mitzvah Doraisa.
When we do apply it,
yeah.
Does that also go in about? I mean, just because women are Avodim also obligated then? Because Avodim are the same.
That's an interesting question. I don't remember what the halacha is. Would you say that an Eved is obligated in Mikra Megillah because a woman is? I don't think so.
Is that the reason, or because they are...
First of all, they were not offering finesse.
Right,
they were not in the
Yetzias
Mitzrayim.
Say that they're obligated in Eved because...
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't remember. I did check the Chus Avodim recently. I don't know. It's a good question. Whether an Eved is chayv in Abakaisis. Whether an Eved is chayv in Mikra Megillah. Is an Eved chayv in Hadlakas Nero? It's a good question. It's a very good question. How many ain't like that? Okay. We now come to a very brief sugya, which is action-packed, and it has halacha l'maisa ramifications for virtually every one of our sukkahs. Many of us have the prefab sukkah jobs. The metal poles, the canvas, and the bamboos on the top. And I'm moving it top, before everybody became such great talmidei chachamim, everybody who bought those sukkahs put the bamboo poles, put the bamboo on the poles itself. Then all of a sudden, somebody became aware of the fact that there is a problem of a ma'amid on something which is makabel chomer. That you can't rest the schach on something which is makabel chomer, which the metal is. This is the origin of that particular sugya. We're going to see a machlokes, two different machlokes of Rishonim about this, whether Mamid and Mamid Din Mamid is a problem, or only Mamid. It'll help us explain what the machlokes is. But in order to understand the sugya, I have to read the Gemara only through the eyes of Rashi. Many Rishonim have a different perspective of what's happening in the sugya, so at least for tonight's purposes, I'm going to ignore those other Rishonim, and I want to focus only on Rashi's interpretation, because that's how the sugya ultimately will develop. Says the Mishnah, Hasomech sukasa bikare hamita shera. Somebody placed his schach, this is Rashi's interpretation, placed his schach on the boards of a bed. Somebody had a bed with bed posts. But the bed posts were not just posts. They were like long boards, you know? Okay? Make believe like you have a crib, which you can raise the sides of the crib. Okay? But make that believe that's a bed. You take the mattress out, the mattress out of the bed, and now what do you have? You have four walls. So now I put my schach on top of it. That's the case, according to Rashi. I placed my schach on a bedpost. The bedpost extends at least 10 tefachim above the bed, at least 10 tefachim, because I have to create the minimum size of the wall. Then I took out the bed, and now I'm just, so I can sit there. Let's put my table there. I'll sit there on the floor. So the Chachamim say it's perfectly okay. Hasomech sukaso bikare hamita ksheira. What's wrong with this? It's got four walls. Each wall is 10 fucking high. I put the schach on top of it. There's nothing wrong with it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im eino yecholo la'amod bifnei atzma psula. If the schach cannot stand independent of what? Of these four walls, then the sukkah is possible. And obviously, in the way we just described it, obviously this chach cannot stand independent of the four walls, because if you take the four walls away, it's not going to count with that. So it's possible. The Mishnah, however, doesn't tell us why it's possible. What? Okay, we're going to see what the problem is. That's the question. So what's the question? Problem is that it's a bed. So obviously the bed is going to be a problem. Let's see what the problem is. It's going to be a machloikis. Exactly what is the root problem of this case? It sounds like a regular subject. That's the Gemara's question.
Maybe it has
the what? That's one of the Gemara's answers. It's a machloikis. And that, if that's the answer, there'll be a very quick shear, because not much to talk about. But if it's the second answer, they should mommy or something other, then there's something to talk about. Let's see what the Gemara says. Good. Everybody's thinking. That's the way you should be. Ask to Gemara, my taima de Rabbi Yehuda. Pligi bar Rab Zera v'Rabbi Amma b'Mamo. Chad amar m'tnei she'en lo keva. So one of them said, on account of the fact that this sukkah is transportable. Why is it transportable? Because it's a bed. Bed can be moved. People move beds around from place to place. And as a result, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion, we've seen his opinion several times already, that a sukkah requires some degree of keva. It relies Birat Keva, not something temporary. And as a result, under those circumstances, that's why it happens to be disqualified. That's the first explanation. First explanation. Because it's Keva. What is that? That's a very good question. It's a very good question. We'll see in a second. We'll see. Excellent, Tasha. Rishonim, you're going to ask that, Tasha. Very good. There's a Mishnah later on that somebody who places his sukkah on an animal, for example, if you build your sukkah on an animal, right? The sukkah is kosher, but you now have to go into it on yonim. On Yom Kippur, because you now have to go on an animal on Yom Kippur. The animal's mukti, you now have to ride an animal on Yom Kippur. So, but a Chol HaMoed is perfectly okay. So many Rishonim are going to ask Akasha and Rashi, how can you, I'm learning the Gemara, how can you claim that this is the case, and the Gemara is answering that it's Teva, based on the fact that the bed moves, after all, the Gemara says that you're allowed to have a, and Rabbi Yehuda doesn't object. The Mishnah doesn't put that. I mean, who says that the sukkah is not kosher? Or a boat, on a boat. A boat also moves.
Have a movement there is different, you can argue.
What's the difference?
You can argue that there's what the sukkah is resting on is moving. That's the sukkah is
okay. Okay, good. Now we're going to see what might be the differences. We'll see. Just, he asked the question, and that's, and just have to address it.
That's correct. The Chan Omar, that they shema amida, al bedover hamakabel tuma, because you are being ma'amid, you are resting the schach on something which is makabel tuma. A bed, the bed as a kli is makabel tuma, because it's part of a kli. Normally, pshut aka plain pieces of wood are not makabel tuma, but once you make it into a part of a utensil, it is makabel tuma. Therefore, since you are resting the schach on something which is makabel tuma, therefore the sukkah is possible. Ask the Gemara, as it often does, my benayu, what difference does it really make why you disqualify the sukkah? It's disqualified. Who cares what the reason? What are you arguing about? You know, what are you arguing about? Answers the Gemara, there is a difference. Kigon shino'at shpudin shel barzel v'sicha aleihem. What did I do? Change the case. I have my ground right here. Now I take four wooden spits. Four metal spits. I bang them into the ground. And I put the schach on top of it. Is the schach going any place? No. It's
It's not Shrei Purim. It's not, so it's not in violation of what demands of Rabbi Yehuda. It's not, it's Kevah, but it's not going anyplace. So if that is the Chisorah in our Mishnah, you come to the conclusion that if you knock four metal poles in and put the schach on top of it, that's a good question. Perfect question, sir. But if you believe that the chisaron in our Mishnah is because you are mami on something which is Makabel Toma, well, four metal poles on Makabel Toma. So in which case, you would now claim that that sukkah additionally would be possible as well. So depending on which explanation you give is now going to determine the resolution to that particular case. Fine. Very nice. So the Gemara answers. It says that the Gemara talks it out itself. According to the Man Yemu, disqualifies our Mishnah because this bed is mobile. So this is not mobile. So therefore it would be kosher. Oman the Omar Mitneshir Ma'amida B'dover HaMekabel Tuma, then it would be possible. Why? Harei Ma'amida B'dover HaMekabel Tuma. After all, he rested the schach on something which is Mekabel Tuma. Fine. Yeah. So now we're going to begin with the Ramban's Kasha quoted right here in the Mechamas. The Ramban asks the question, there is another case later on in the Mishnah Chafes as well. Ha'oseh sukkaso v'rosh ha'ilon. Somebody built his sukkah on the top of a tree. On the top of a tree. He built the sukkah a tree house. Says the Mishnah, it's 100% kosher, but they ain't no longer the yom. Can't go in on the first day of Sukkot. Why? Because Midrabbanan, you know, and plant trees on Yishabas and Yom, because we're afraid, we rip down a branch. But the Sukkot per se is okay. Asks the Ramban, why did Rabbi Yehuda pipe up and say that it's awesome? Because you're being mounted on what? On something which is Mekabel Toma? Something which is puzzle. You're being mamid on something which is puzzle. Why is it puzzle? Why is the tree puzzle? Because it's makulul karka. It's attached to the ground. So you're being ma'amid the schach on something that is puzzle for schach. What?
That Rabbi Yehuda's answer according to one of the Amoroi is because it's a Ma'amid Al-Gabe Yevan, Al-Gabe Tavarakamakamatoma, asks the Ramban, why didn't Rabbi Yehuda offer any dissent in the Mishnah that said that I placed my sukkah on something, I built it on a tree. A tree is also disqualified as potential tzad.
What did he build on the tree exactly?
He built the whole sukkah. No. The
whole sukkah.
He built the whole sukkah. Correct.
Very different also.
Good. So now we're going to see where the two people here, the three in Moshe already came up with two differences. That's what we're going to cover. Because Ramban himself is one or both of the differences. Answers the Ramban. That there is a difference between ma'amid and ma'amid did ma'amid. Ma'amid versus ma'amid did ma'amid. Our case in the Gemara is a case of ma'amid. What does ma'amid mean? That I directly rest the schach on what? On the poles. On the bed poles. Direct. That's ma'amid. That principle has been established in the Gemara to disqualify the schach. In the case on the chafei, I did not place the schach directly on the tree. the whole sukkah is being held up by the tree. There's no doubt about it. If you're moving it. But regular good tzchach. But ultimately, if you look at it scientifically, what's holding up the tzchach? The tree. But it's not the wreck. Therefore, it's called ma'amid din ma'amid. Just imagine for just a moment, for a second, that they have a layer. How do people alleviate the ma'amid situation right now? How do people alleviate? They put a wood on top. Exactly. So now I'm going to ask a very third grade question. Okay? What's holding the wood up? The metal bowl. So when you play games with this, is that a pizza issue? What are you playing games? How is putting a ball, a piece of wood, ultimately, what is holding up the spot, the piece of wood? What's holding up the piece of wood? The metal bar. So what does that accomplish?
So it's not a contact issue, or I think initially we're taking...
No. So now we have to understand if the Ramban is making the distinction that the board underneath holding up the spot on top of the metal is good, we have to understand what exactly is the psul of Ramban, so that Ramban did Ramban is no good. Ishmael is good. Rashi is going to believe that every single sukkah that we have at Tinet, we have the metal pole and the piece of wood and the sukkah, not the fuck. It's fucking. And here is the longest as to what's happening. The question is, what exactly is the nature of the psul of Mamid? Choice A. That if you are Mamid the sukkah on something which is makabel tuma, it makes the schach as if it's schach possible. It renders all of the schach schach possible. That's one way of looking at it. Another way of looking at it is not that it's not schach possible. But it's a zera midirabana that whenever the schach is rested on something which is makabel tuma, the sukkah is possible, but not that the schach becomes schach possible. Not that the schach becomes schach possible. It's a gzeira mitrabah. What is the gzeira based on? That'd be a reason for a gzeira. I'm afraid that in my little warped mind, if I see my schach resting on metal, what will I think next year?
I'll use metal.
I'll use metal. What's the difference? That's what I'm going to think. So, therefore, here comes the difference. If you believe that when you are mamid on something which is mekabel tuma, what actually happens to it? It's considered schach posel. That's not called schach. Reason dictates that even if it's a mamid din mamid, it's also going to be schach posel. Because ultimately you will ask the question, what's holding up this time? The answer is something that's mekabel tuma, and therefore it will be possible. In fact, that's Rashi's position.
Take a look at Rashi and read his words carefully. B'nei shema amida, nei sha'am amida. V'af al pi, everybody have the Rashi b'di ramas shema amida? V'af al pi shelo lomadnu psul, elo l'schach. Even though we have only learned thus far that the psul of mekabel tuma only applies to the schach itself, says, so therefore it only applies to the schach itself. Who cares what's holding it up? Asks Rashi. Who cares what's holding it up? The walls can be made out of something that's mekabel tuma. The walls can be made out of metal. So who cares if it's holding it up? Answers Rashi. Ho'il v'ikaro shel schach elu ma'amidin, since that which is holding up this schach is what? It's a davar ha'mekabel tuma. Heve ki'ilu sichech b'davar ha'mekabel tuma. It's as if you made schach with something which is mekabel tuma. What? Pure wood. No metal.
Okay, so you're not going to make it to a special clay. You're just going to put a board to wood. No, not, you're not making doors. Just plain boards, plain cubic clay, plain pieces of wood.
What
If I fashion it, that's correct. Fashion it. Make it into a kli. But if it's just plain pieces of wood, it's not mekabel tumah. Unless it's going to have a pike. It has a pike. And a board, it's not going to have a pike. A base keyboard.
It's not going to have one. What?
That's correct, because it is a kli. Therefore, under these circumstances, if that's the case, you now come to the conclusion that a ma'amid did ma'amid is just as possible. Because ultimately, as Michael said, what's holding up the sky? It's all the metal holding it up. And therefore, the Rashi would say, so you get effect right from Ramban's kasha on Rashi. Then what should you conclude about a sukkah that's made on top of a tree? It should be no good. Because ultimately what's holding up the sukkah is the tree. And the holding up the sukkah is the tree.
I don't follow that. The tree is not makabel tumah.
But it's a difference. Now I'm not addressing your issue. I'm addressing something else. It's the makabel l'karka. So I would say that if I'm being mounted on something which is makabel l'karka, what will I now say? This sukkah is different from makabel l'karka. That's what I'll say. You can't make stock with the Google the car. Yeah.
You can do that with any
ground,
though, which is resting on the grass.
Right? No, but the ground itself is not ground. It's not a problem with ground.
It's not a little car,
but it is.
No,
but that's
true.
Okay, it's not
the
Google
the
car. It is
car.
It's on grass.
But that's not. Grass is car. It's not the Google the car.
This,
of course, is only the Sheikah Safakah. She's what we pass it like. Got you right there. Everybody asks, the first opening line of the Ritva. Why are we going to spend so much time talking about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? I'm surprised he didn't answer that.
Now look at that comment.
Why should the Ritva's not Paisik?
He says, because here there was so much Amoraic discussion about Rabbi Yehuda and nothing about the Chachamim who were talking about Rabbi Yehuda.
First line of the Ritva. Yes.
Of course. Rashi's very sensitive.
Where does he get, why do you extrapolate
that's a very good, it's a good question. I don't know, but Rashi is sensitive to it. If, however, you accept option B, maybe, the schach is 100% kosher schach. But if you are ma'amid directly on something which is mekabel tumah, what might I think next time? I'm going to use the pipes as what? As chavetz. So tell me why mamid to mamid is good. Why weren't the chachamim go there on mamid to mamid? If it's only a zera, why would the chachamim go there? Because what is it? What? It's like what? Exactly, that's the word I'm looking for. Because you obviously were aware of the fact that the pipes are a problem. And what did I do? Put a piece of wood on top of it. Why would anybody put a piece of wood on the pipe of a beautiful metal pipe? If you're aware of the halacha, that you can't use metal as what? As chach. So once I did something, the rabbinic zera doesn't apply. Therefore, the Ramban says, answer number one to the question, that in the case on that pachet, when you made a regular sukkah on top of a tree, the tree is a ma'amid din ma'amid, no problem whatsoever. Issue number two is Moshe's point. Who said that we have a right to extend the issue of ma'amid to anything beyond something which is makabel tumah? Who said? Our Gemara said that you are not permitted to rest the schach on something which is makabel tumah. So here's the question. Is this a halacha only on Dabar HaMakabal Tumah? Or, what's the other choice? That the Gemara doesn't mean HaMakabal Tumah. What's the real code word of which? That's correct.
That's what Rashi said. Rashi used the word
Tumah. Of course. Because Rashi's taking sides against the Ramban. Correct. 100%. Namely, the Gemara doesn't really wish to eliminate Mamid only on a Dabar HaMakabal Tumah. The Gemara wishes to eliminate being ma'amid, the schach,
on anything that in and of itself serves as chak pasul. Anything serves as chak pasul. So we know at least two things that serve as chak pasul, right? That it's mechubal lekarka and it's mekabel tumah. I can think of a third thing as well. It's not soles goren v'yekev. Right? It's not something that what? Grows from the ground. For example, can I make schach out of a shmata? Shmatas, 20 shmatas, unless, which are smaller than gimel al gimel. Very small pieces of shmata. So it's what?
Plastic.
Plastic's not mekabel tumah, that's correct. That's correct, make schach out of plastic. That's another tool. It doesn't grow from the ground. It has to come from the ground, this chak. Go, soles, goren, v'yekev. That's what we learn now. So the answer is, this is a machlokes harishonim. The Ramban says, to answer the question, who said that we have a right to extend this above and beyond Gomer HaMavi on something which is mekabel tumah? The question was from the sukkah that you made on the street. The tree is not a gavur mekabel tumah, it's mechubal lekarka. And the psul of ma'amid is only where, but when it's mekabel tumah. Why? Because elsewhere in halacha, is there a context and an application of the halacha of ma'amid only by the gavur tumah? The Gemara in Shabbos on Malchus Hay on the days cites gavur ma'amid. So Hilchus Tumah, here is the case. Okay? Here is the case. I have something which is mekabel tumah. Okay? A metal pole. The metal pole is being held up by a plain piece of wood. Pshutei kliyeh, which is not mekabel tumah. A sherek. Touch the wood. Is the pole tummy on it? Is the pole tummy on it? So the Gemara in Shabbos on Chafei on the base says, Bituma hakol holei achar ha-ma'amid. Both the kula and the chol. So if the pole, if the thing that's holding up the iron is what? Is wood, and the sherets, and the sherets touches the pole, the metal pole, the pole remains tall. Why? I call her after a mami. The mami is a piece of wood, it's not the common talk. And vice versa. If the poles are metal, and the board on top is wood, like a piece of wood. And the sherets touch the board, the poles are covered. Why? The kol holei achar ha-ma'amid. Therefore, says the Ramban, the second answer, we have no right to extend the hapsul of ma'amid into an area, because it's a strange halacha, into an area where the halacha doesn't recognize that there is such a deficiency, such as ma'amid. When it comes to the Kabbalah Tumah, there is a Gemara that talks about ma'amid al dover al Kabbalah Tumah, and it grants it legitimacy. Therefore, the Gemara here as well also grants a ma'amid as a legitimate concern. Why? Because it exists in halakhic literature. But in the case of the mechubar, the sukkah is resting, it's a regular kosher sukkah. But it happens to be sitting on a tree. So yes, in reality, the tree is holding up the sukkah and the chak, but we never found that there is any significance to something called a ma'amid al mechubal karka. We've never found such a discussion. And therefore, it won't apply. But according to Rashi, who places the emphasis, what is Rashi's kinesh? That any time you are ma'amid something on Dabra Makabasoma, what was Rashi's switch? Carl, you said it.
What was Rashi's class? Stock fossils. Then if you wreck something on one, on which is not acceptable to be schach, what happens to that? What happens to the schach? The Tilu system, it became schach fossil. Therefore, if I wreck something which is mechubo the karka, what status will that have as well? Schachos? Because can you use a tree that's mechubo the karka as schach? We know that plenty of people in this township have major headaches because of trees that are extending over. I get a lot of house calls checking the shade angle. What's
going on with this? There's no doubt. Says Rashi, any time I would use something where the schach, had I made the schach out of it would be possible, that converts it into schach possible, even if the schach is resting on it. So both machloikis, A, whether the halacha of ma'amid can be extended to ma'amid din ma'amid, or not. B, whether the halacha of ma'amid can be extended not only to what? Davar ha-mekabel tumah, but can be extended to other sulemanah, really revolves on the essence of why a ma'amid is possible. Yes?
According to the second explanation of the Ritva, you still might be able to hold that ma'amid and ma'amid is usur. It's a problem.
Why is that?
Because if you have the principle of halacha that the board on top of the poles is tumah, right?
Right.
Make the poles tumah, so you can rest 60 layers of wood. It's
going to
make
a comment. No. Because we're not seeing the socket with something which is tough. We're going to be socket with another hamakabal.
Yeah, putting another layer of board doesn't accomplish anything according to that.
Why?
Because it's still resting on something that's hamakabal tuma. The ultimate strength is holding
on. So now, but now you have to ask, what's the source of the halacha by tuma?
Right.
Whether mamid, demamid is an issue by tuma, I didn't go that far. It's a good question. I didn't explore it, but that would be an interesting test case. Yes.
Is there the case last year, the second, you have to hate that, hollow it out?
Right.
So,
the hollow stops is one of
right, but the hay is something called too much, right?
Why? Plain hay?
You cut it, it's cut from the ground, it's a really rain pouring on it. Is that a food? Is that
a food?
No, it's not
food.
No, it's not called the hay.
It's not called the hay.
That's not called the hay at all.
No, I think only Hilbus Thomas Eichler, and I think it's only Thomas Eichler and Makalava. If I'm not mistaken, it's only Makalava. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. Okay, so that's that.
Before the way you introduced this was up until a couple of years ago, so this is what everyone did.
Correct.
So, because
now people are a little more aware of things, and we know that undoubtedly everybody in Shulchan Aruch, less Mandapali, says that you're not allowed to rest the schach on something which is Mekabel Tumah. There is a machloikis lehalacha as to whether or not you can rest it on the wood which was put on the thing. The Chazon Ish is machmir, and he says that a ma'amid din ma'amid is absolutely possible. Rab Chaim, the Rav, were mekel, and that's the kachanoyag in most of the world, and that when we have our metal bars, we put a wood strip, we put something on top of it, something to put a gap, to create the heker that this is not such a stuff.
So even if it's not wood, but it's just a chatita, in other words, that's fine.
Right, well, that doesn't have to be wood. It has to be something which is not the kabbal tova, and that's what the actual stuff is resting on. That's how we do that. Hazanish is not in the territory.
It's really more than a heker.
Yes.
You can just tie a red ribbon around it.
That's correct. A red ribbon, that's correct. It's got to be a heker, begufa shodavar, that it's not resting on the schach. That's correct. Sometimes a heker can be a heker ba'alma. It's a stomach. Correct. You need it resting on the schach. It's not resting on the schach. That's the heker. Yeah. So this is important. That's halacha l'maisa, how we paskin, unless you're in Bnei Brak. There you should not do ma'amid the ma'amid.
And this topic revolves around how we explain?
Yes, how we... Correct, 100%.
That's you say just the halacha l'maisa, just to clarify, do you mean supported, or even if a little bit of... even if that metal pole was not there, the stock would still stay up based on the other planks that are holding on to stuff. In other words, a little bit of it.
Can it touch the
metal? Yeah, touch it.
Can it touch the metal?
Yeah.
A drop?
Yeah.
Is it holding it up or not?
No. It's not being supported by where it's...
It's really draping over on the edge.
Draping over on it, that would be no problem. Especially if you have the that mat. Yeah, that's not a problem.
You don't have to go crazy.
You don't have to go crazy. It's not all of them touching. It's mom. It's not Nagia. It's not Nagia. You know, it's not Lucas Nagia.
Some people just wrap the canvas around the middle.
What?
Some people wrap the canvas around the
middle. That might be okay. If the canvas is not Makabel Tumah, which it probably should not be, that would help. Yeah, that's correct. Sure. What? I know.
Because they can't even use real, they have to use real wood planks.
Yeah. That's correct. That's correct. Can't use those metal sukkahs.
They use prefab wood sukkahs. Because like we said, it's a fashion piece of
wood. Okay. According to Rashi. That's if the halacha is like Rashi. Yeah.
It's the only problem for the sukkah. The only clean for the sukkah itself. That's the only thing to clean?
Probably not. If it's made specifically, if it's not made for other use and it's made just for the walls of the sukkah, it may not be a clean. Might be right. A kli is defined that you established use for it. Here was the problem, it was a bed. That, by virtue of the fact it was a bed, it endowed it with the status of a kli. If you make it specifically for the sukkah with no other use, it's not endowed with any use other than for the sukkah. And it probably is not. That's how everybody gets out.
Other than that, if you bought it today, you have to come with a hemshire. Because I, for example, you could go ahead and buy that at any local store.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? That's interesting. That's correct. He's right. That's correct. I hear what you're saying. That's interesting.
It was made
for the mitzvah sukkah. That's very true. Otherwise, you go into any store and we'll get a mat. It's very true. Let's just finish up the sugya. I'm not finished with the sugya, but at least for tonight. I have to at least make reference to Tosfos. So many Rishonim disagree with Rashi's how the whole sugya works. Yeah.
That should be true. This mission, I forgot where it was, that if...
You can be mevatel.
If it's hammered, it has a piece of leather, and the person who buys it goes like...
You can be mevatel, the shame. That's correct. But that's only... Because the tannery, was that piece of leather tameh?
No.
Here it was already a kli. The question is, can the bailim who buy it... this is a cold question. But certainly it's a point well taken. Amar Abaye. Loi shanu elasamach. This is only what if he put the schach and he leaned them against the walls. Avol sichech agav hamita. Kshera. What did he do? What did he do in this case? Sichach agav hamita. What he did was he didn't use the bed
as the walls of the sukkah.
Exactly. He didn't. So what did he do? No, what did he do? He took the sichach agav hamita.
Had a freestanding frame.
Right.
Not
clean. Okay. And then what did he do?
It was over the bed.
Over the bed. Oh, a full sukkah on top of the bed. That's all.
Under the bed, though.
Yeah. What Rashi said. Well, bikarayim. He did not lean the schach on what? On the walls. And Allah Gabi, you say this. See? All right. He took poles. He took, right, a canopy. Exactly. He took poles, made it like a canopy. Instead of having the canopy, what did he have on top? Schach. That's kosher. Why? My timer. Lamanda Malfishain Lokeva. Havayesh Lokeva. Because what did he do? He knocked poles into the ground.
on top of the sukkah, on top of the bed, but he knocked the poles into the ground. Therefore, this sukkah ain't going anyplace. Or better yet, he took the pole and knocked it through the side of the bed, and it's into the ground. It's firmly entrenched in the ground. So is there any problem that it used to be a bed? No. Took the bed out, so there's no problem here. That's also correct. And Mandamat Misham Mamida, Gabe Hatoma, Hare Ein Mamida, Bagavra Hamakabal Toma. He's not resting the schach on something which is Makabal Toma. What's he resting the schach on? On his wooden pole. So it's obviously.
Ha!
That's the kasha that everybody asks on Rashi. What's the great Kiddush of Abai?
I don't understand what happened to the bed.
Okay.
It became irrelevant.
That's exactly the way Rabbi instructed. The bed came, so what do I need a body for? What's the adding here? There used to be a bed here. There's no bed. He takes now four poles, wooden poles, sticks them in on the four corners of the bed, removes the bed from the inside, and sits in there. Who cares that it used to be a bed? Doesn't it look like a regular sukkah?
But the walls still, the
walls are part of the bed. No, I'm not using the walls. The walls are as a result of my poles.
Okay,
the walls are not a problem. You don't want to use the walls of the walls could be anything. They come up from that, no problem.
How's this different from the Mishnah?
Because he didn't rest the schach on bedposts. He brought his own will. So the bedposts are transportable. Here, he did not, he's not resting the schach on the bedpost. He's resting the plug on screwed spit that have been stuck into the ground. So this stuff ain't going anywhere.
So, but the walls are still alive.
That's correct.
What? Your name is finished. The walls of the sukkah are still, you haven't changed the walls of the sukkah. It's still the walls of the walls of the bed.
Right.
So it's still theoretically a mobile sukkah.
But no, because all of our definitions thus far have always been what? The schach ain't going to any place. That's the halakh of the sukkah. Every issue that we've ever seen is focused on the schach. If the schach ain't going any place, it's called the sukkah ain't going any place.
Well, we always focus on the fact that the schach and the sukkah are 1 unit, now it's maybe 2 units.
Okay, but then he should say, well, there's a Zayrub, he's playing it against the two reasons. And it's Kevah, that's where all we show you with an ask, a Chetzrachi, who learned the sukkah this way, what was Abaya being the Chadashim? I didn't Abaya tell me that. So we will continue next to Bar with with seeing how the Rashba, Tosfos, almost all of them we showed him have a slightly different bend on what happened in the sugya and how it ultimately plays itself out.